We're visiting with Northern Heights girls basketball coach Bob Blair here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, unfortunately, your season came to an end last week in sub-state play. But, you know, when you look back at this season, what kind of stands out to you?
Well, as you know, when the season, when we lost to Donovan West last Friday, of course, I've spent some time in the last week kind of reflecting on the whole season. And, you know, 7 of our 13 girls were freshmen this year. And, you know, I think we saw a lot of improvement. We saw some strides in the right direction, obviously, on the court, on the win-loss record. We only had 2 wins, and, you know, sometimes that's disappointing, but... you know, I've always told the girls that I measured their success this year based on their level of effort and their improvement, and I think in a lot of areas we did improve, and especially our freshman girls that were kind of thrown into the fire this year to really play up. You know, it was difficult for them. That's a difficult way to learn, but I think they did learn a lot and make some strides, so we're looking forward to the future with that group.
And what's big for that group of freshmen to get this experience, knowing that they're continuing to grow and they got time in the off season, because they're going to be another year older when it comes to next season, starting in December?
Yeah, I think obviously the varsity experience for a lot of them so young as freshmen is a plus going down the road, because they've been in the fire. They've, you know, they've learned to handle the ball under pressure. They've learned to, our inside girls have learned to play against some really older, good inside girls. So I think going forward, it can only help them, that experience, be better. I feel like if my girls commit to working this summer like they did last summer, we'll have a lot of the girls doing summer leagues and team camps and tournaments and different things we'll do over the summer, and, of course, our practices. But, you know, next year, if I have the number of girls out that I think I'm going to have out, we could have around 20 girls, with 16 of those 20 girls being freshmen and sophomores. So I think there's a lot of potential here.
And I guess one thing to reflect on again is, you know, final year in the Flint Hills League, and you guys getting ready to shift over to the Lyon County League next school year.
Yeah, I think the, you know, just playing some of those Lyon County schools the last few years as non-conference games, we've gotten to know them pretty well. And, you know, there's that atmosphere around the Lyon County League that's a little bit different than the Flint Hills League. You know, there's great attendance at the ball games. It's small town. It's rural for the most part. And, you know, there's good, seems to be good camaraderie between the schools and the communities. And I think it's a fun environment, and it's obviously competitive. And, you know, our girls are going to have to make some steps to be competitive in that league, and I think we can be. But it's I think it'll be a good environment for us and a good move for us.
Visiting with Northern Heights girls basketball coach Bob Blair here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, one more to get this conversation ended for the season. Just talk briefly about your seniors and what they have meant for you the last couple of years.
Yeah, we had three really good positive seniors this year. Addison Landgren, one of our shooting guards, you know, she was a sophomore when I started here, and she's just improved year in and year out, and she was our leading scorer this year, averaging about 10 points a game, and she's one of those kids that works extremely hard, had 5 rebounds a game, and gives you everything she's got. McKenna Delgado, another senior, was one of our better outside shooters this year. She's a great kid, rebounded a lot. And then Liz Galloway started some and came off the bench some, and defensively and rebounding, she really gave us a boost. Anytime she would come in the game off the bench, you know, she would give us a boost. And so we're definitely going to miss those three. And, you know, when we finished up at Donovan West last Friday night, I think it kind of hit all of us that it was – you know, it was over, and how much we would miss having them in the program, how much they would miss being in the program. But I was really happy. The second, obviously, we were down a lot at the half, but the second half of that game, we held Donovan West to 5 points the whole second half, and they were trying to score. So I felt like the effort was there, and just the determination was there on all of our kids to play such a good second half. And we had a hard time shooting the ball and putting the ball in the basket, and we didn't score a lot, but you know, the effort was there, which really pleased me.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. As always, I've enjoyed our conversations throughout the season here on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good off season, and talk to you again in December.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dylan. We appreciate you.
That is Northern Heights Girls Basketball Coach Bob Blair joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.